Welcome to Flowcast by Trillium Flow Technologies, a podcast sharing expertise and insights on engineered valves, pumps, and actuators across power, oil and gas, general industry, and water and wastewater sectors. Tune in and experience the performance engineered difference.
Hello and welcome to Flowcast, a podcast brought to you by Trillium. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney. Today's topic, sustainability spotlight. I have two great guests to bring on today. Ashley Desjardins, who is Global Sustainability Analyst for Trillium Flow. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Good, thank you, and excited to get into this conversation. And of course, we have another great guest who will be joining us for this conversation, Elena Alexeva, Administrative Coordinator for Trillium. Elena, thank you for being here today.
Hello. Yes, thank you for the invitation.
Happy to have both of you here. Before we get into the conversation, starting with you, Ashley, can I have you give us a brief bio if you can?
So as you said, my name is Ashley. I've been with Trillium for a little over 4 years in different capacities. And I've been with Trillium's green team since sort of 2020. And I am the Global Sustainability Analyst.
Perfect. And Elena?
Yes, my name is Elena, and I have been with Trillium for over 3 years as Administrative Coordinator for Trillium Canada. I'm assisting the Canadian team with administration, accounting, health and safety, and quality documentation. And I've been part of the green team, corporate green team, from 2021.
And we are going to dive deeper into sustainability here today. So let's start off with this. What are some highlights and successes from Trillium's 2023 sustainability report?
Yeah, so the first thing that really stands out, especially if for me, is the volunteering efforts that the company has contributed to. We had almost 3,000 volunteer hours last year, which was just really great to see. We had a wide variety of events. We had 9 cleanup events, which was really great. So local teams organized cleanups at beaches and their local communities. And I've been fortunate enough to take part in a few of the beach cleanups, which has been really eye-opening, because when you get to the beach, it looks clean enough. And then you start walking, and by the time you're done, you've collected 50 plus pounds of trash. So it's something that, you know, a lot of employees really enjoy and look forward to every year. So that's really great. And then the next thing is, you know, we have a lot of events. Specifically last year, we had 5 events focusing on food insecurity and those affected by that. So our teams worked with local food banks in their community, boxing food, serving meals to those experiencing homelessness, which with everything going on in the world, is, you know, there's a real need for those services. So it's really nice that, you know, we can go out there and give back, you know, to people that need it and to good causes. So what is the most impressive about our volunteering events to me is that it's really mostly employee driven. So employees can feel empowered to organize an event that's important to them. So, you know, anyone is open to any ideas about creating an event, or they can go off and volunteer on their own. We Trillium offers 8 hours of paid volunteer time for, you know, employees to go focus on something that's important to them, which is really nice. In China, our location in China, they partnered with the Autism Project Art Center, where they donated their time caring for children with autism. They accompanied autistic teenagers and assisted coaches when playing badminton to increase their chances of social communication, which is really, really good to see.
They had a various donation events held also at Trillium facilities worldwide. For example, Trillium Wells USA have collected much needed donations for the local animal shelter. And they even made some no-sole cat and dog sized blankets out of sustainable flannel, which is impressive. Also, Ipswich team collected donation of school supplies to be distributed to the local families in need. As for Trillium Canada, we donated 6 large bags of clothing, shoes, and toys to the Cerebral Palsy donation drive. As for Ellen, they organized a reuse appeal and asked employees for donations of unwanted items to donate to local charities and to provide that extra support to the local community, including those experiencing homelessness, those in hospice, and families in need. In addition to this, there were a couple of blood drives that were held at Fresno in Korea to support local communities. A team of 10 employees, for example, at our Allen facility, returned to the school for the fourth time. The dedicated team helped and worked all day, painting, tidying, gardening, and carrying out various tasks to make school look refreshed and beautiful. Once again, the results of the team's impact allowed the school to redirect the much needed funds to their priority, which is the students. They even had a couple of retired Trillium employees join this event, exhibiting the company's lasting culture of giving.
So I know that we only have a short amount of time, and we've already covered so many areas where, as I mentioned, Trillium has been involved with some really cool things. But I think there are a few more things that I'd like you to touch on before we move on to the next question. One, including STEM, and then also there's a Global Tree fundraiser, if I'm not mistaken. Can we hear a little bit more about those?
Yeah, sure, definitely. To just touch upon the tree planting fundraiser, last year in late 2023, we partnered with One Tree Planted, which is a global nonprofit focused on global reforestation. So we kicked off a fundraiser in September to plant 10,000 trees. So far, we have planted 8,200 in 2023 alone, which is great. And we will just continue that until we reach 10,000, which is awesome. And then the other thing that I'll just touch upon briefly before I send it over to Elena is that we have increased our renewable energy usage, which is really good. So we had a new solar array went out in Fresno, California, and we had a new panel array added to one of our sites in Italy as well.
And we also had 17 STEM events held worldwide as a Trillium initiative. Events were various, including mock interviews and holding the question and answers sessions for members of the engineering team. There were different events such as a mini laboratory creation to inspire engineering-minded students from technical institutes into territory. So all the different events were held last year at all Trillium facilities.
So I want to take a pause from where I want to go with the rest of the podcast, because we have a lot to get to with what Trillium is doing with some amazing projects really around the world. On a personal note, Ashley, Elena, talking about STEM, and especially with those events, seeing young women come into the fold and working for a technology company, what is that like for both of you to see the empowerment of young women who will hopefully have careers like the two of you do today?
Yeah, it's really great. And just to see, like, we have some brilliant women engineers that work at Trillium, and they're just so fantastic. And it's so nice to see when we have these STEM events. There's specific ones. There's actually in South France, they do a lot of events with WIN, which is Women in Nuclear, that, you know, go out, enable students, especially girls, to discover different career opportunities. So when we bring students into the facility and show them stuff, when we see women come in, when we see, you know, these girls from high schools, middle schools, whatever age level they're at, it's so nice to see how engaged they are, how curious they are, how much they want to learn. And in something that's just so traditionally been a male-dominated field for just so long. And now we're kind of seeing that tide change. And it's so helpful to be able to reach out to more people, to more women, to say, like, hey, this is a real opportunity for you. This is not a closed career path. And here are some women engineers we have in our Q&A. Ask them anything you want. Like, they'll talk to you, they'll answer any of your questions. And we've got really good feedback from that. And some even come and do internships. So it's really, really nice to see.
I'm myself a member of the Women in Nuclear, and the objective is to enable students, especially girls, to discover different career opportunities and to recognize that gender should not be an obstacle in achieving any of their dreams.
That's wonderful. So moving on, can you tell us a bit about the Green Team and what types of projects you've already completed?
Yes, the Green Team, it includes someone from management, but not an executive sponsor, in alignment with the company philosophy that these efforts are responsibility of every employee at Trillium. Our sustainability-focused Green Team is diverse, engaged, and helps foster internal interest in social and environmental initiatives. These volunteers from around the world develop actionable, sustainable projects for achieving social and environmental goals that offer global locations tailored to their unique businesses and culture. In 2022, we developed local green teams, which we established at each Trillium site to support our sustainability initiatives. Each local team of volunteers holds its own meetings, and then a participant shares feedback, ideas, and progress at the corporate level.
Yeah, that's one of the best things about having multiple green teams, right? Because we have a corporate green team. We all meet. You know, we have representatives. We talk about things on a global level. But then at the end of the day, because it's global, we're all in different locations. We all have different regulations. We all have different cultures. So having local teams really helps just kind of just get more people involved. But then also kind of, you know, we can really tailor, okay, well, they might be doing something, you know, in China, but, you know, we can do something over here that, you know, is different. We're set up differently. You know, it's better for best practice sharing too. We can kind of meet, talk about ideas, and then just see how it flows with our own locations, which is really good. And something that we did to help with that was we created a 3-hour scorecard, basically a self-assessment tool that lists best practices. And so what we do is we kind of go through at the start of each year and say, okay, each local green team takes a look at it and says, okay, what do we think we can accomplish this year based on, you know, what we've already accomplished, what's on the best practice list. And then they start implementing some of those. And you're not going to hit everything every year, but you're going to make some substantial progress towards it. So it's really kind of a cool tool to use.
And definitely made some progress in 2023. We really just scratched the surface of the amazing things that Trillium is doing in so many areas, as we've talked about. But let's start looking to the future. What are some of the main focus points for the team this year for 2024?
Yeah, so this year we're continuing previous initiatives, which, you know, are, of course, our STEM events, doing anything we can to enhance our local communities. But for 2024, we wanted to kind of move that forward and start thinking, okay, well, what else can we be doing? So one of the things that we thought about is, okay, we have our green teams. They're super engaged. They're fantastic. How do we get more people involved? So we designed a green challenge, which is kind of an open plan for all of the sites. They can just design a challenge, whether that's paper reduction, energy reduction, whatever is pertinent to their location. They can take that, you know, spread the information out to the whole location, to the whole site, and say, hey, we're doing this challenge. And at the end of the challenge, there may be a prize if we meet the goal, something like that. So it kind of is a way to get more people involved, and just kind of, you know, we have the main green team, but it's like, it's a nice expansion so that everyone kind of feels included and that we're all knowing like, okay, we're working towards this goal. And it just helps to get people's minds in the right headspace. So that's one of the things that we're doing.
And to add to that, Ashley, in terms of the social initiatives, what we've done this year is we provided a list of wellness topics, such as stress management, physical health, mental health, to the local green teams. So they will design an activity around this topic of their choosing with the goal of completing at least one wellness-related activity during the year. And businesses are empowered to implement a strategy that fits best their culture and environment. So that gives a lot of options for everyone to choose their wellness initiative for this year.
A lot to look forward to for the rest of the year. Let's take a look back quickly, though. Last year, I want to touch on this. Trillium hosted its first ever Global Green Day. So can you tell us a bit about how that went and then what you're planning to do this year?
Last year's Green Day is really exciting because it was our first one. You know, it went really well, and we just wanted to have a day that just kind of, you know, put the emphasis on sustainability, really put a focus on it. Like, let's just stop for a minute and, you know, realize like, okay, this is an important, you know, topic that's important to the business, it's important to the planet, you know, so it's nice to kind of get people involved, get people engaged. So what we try to do is we try to focus on activities and spreading knowledge and awareness through, you know, games, guest speakers. We don't want to be, you know, sitting there lecturing people if we can help it. So that's what we're trying to do with it. So we had our first one, we had a brief presentation, we had a fun 3-hour video that our colleagues in Italy graciously acted in. They did a fantastic job. So it was kind of nice to see familiar faces, you know, sharing the best practices that can be applied to every facility, which is really nice. And I think it means more when you can see like, oh, like I know them, I work with them all the time. So it's kind of nice. And we get to kind of break down some of those barriers through more appealing routes with games and things like that. And one of the things that we did was we tried to, because this isn't just a work issue, it's sustainability at work, but it's also, we have to be sustainable in our whole lives. So we really tried to get, you know, people involved. And because of the effects that's in and outside of work, we can really be creative with the type of activities that we did. So one of the activities we have is an upcycling contest. So employees were challenged to demonstrate their creativity and skill by repurposing pieces of discarded waste and building something usable in the week leading up to Green Day. And we had a huge number of fantastic submissions. I was really amazed at what everyone produced because the level of talent and creativity was just fantastic.
And to add to that, actually, we also implemented Waste Walk during the Global Green Day last year. And that encouraged employees to look for ways to reduce the waste and save energy and resources. This initiative actually produced over 400 opportunities for reducing, eliminating waste from many diverse points of view. During the final 3 months of the year, we acted on more than 25% of the ideas, which included switching from single-use soap bottles to reusable dispensers, as well as conserving electricity by turning off lights and machinery when not in use.
What is it like, I'd love to hear from both of you on this, to work for a company that wants to be so involved on so many levels?
Yeah, it's really fantastic. I mean, that was one of the things that kind of drew me in, what's just because it's something that I'm passionate about outside of work. It's affecting everyone. So to see, like, you know, a company that is so heavily involved in trying to make a difference and trying to make a difference just because it's the right thing to do is so nice. And what I really like about it is that everyone's empowered. It's not just like, hey, you're in charge, you need to think of everything. It's everyone. Everyone can come up and say, hey, you know, we've been using these single-use bottles and, you know, maybe we could do something different. And hundreds of employees may have walked by that and not even thought of it. But, you know, it's open to everyone, which is really inclusive and just a really nice environment to be in.
It's great to be part of the Global Green team and Corporate Green team. As for myself, I enjoy implementing and developing different initiatives on the environmental side and social side. We have our bi-weekly meetings and we share ideas that we can implement at each facility. Waste Walk helped us a lot. It wasn't just idea of a local green team to implement the initiatives, but the entire team provided their input, which was great. So that's very exciting. And we look forward to the next Global Green Day that will be held in October, as well as creative submissions for upcycling contests.
Any final thoughts as we're wrapping up here? Any resources that you'd like to pass on to our listeners before we go?
Yeah, I think just some final thoughts on my end. You know, it's really good when you see companies, and I know we're not the only one. I know there's other companies out there that really kind of put an emphasis on sustainability, which is great. And it's nice to be able to think of and share new ways to kind of get everyone involved and really build a good sustainability culture. And that's kind of what we're trying to do with Global Green Day as well. So it should be a really good time. We have a fun escape from climate change game that we're trying to roll out this year. So we'll see how that goes. I think it should be a lot of fun.
What I would suggest definitely for everyone, if you have ideas about environmental or social initiatives, talk to your local green team. Give those ideas for them to implement, and they will discuss it on the corporate level, and we'll be able to implement it across facilities.
Perfect. Ashley Desjardins, Global Sustainability Analyst for Trillium, and Elena Alexeva, Administrative Coordinator for Trillium, thank you both for your time talking about Sustainability Spotlight. And I'm loving everything that you're talking about and the things that are going on at Trillium. And obviously the two of you are very excited to be a part of that. And I'm sure to see what happens in the future. So thank you for sharing your thoughts with us today and this great information. And thank you for being here.
Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle.
Wonderful. And I'm sure everybody enjoyed the conversation as well. And I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in and listening to the Flowcast podcast brought to you by Trillium. Be sure to subscribe to the Flowcast podcast to hear more engaging conversations like the one you heard today. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney. Thanks again for listening. We hope to connect with you on another podcast soon.